Hamburgers and rolls, a great place where wine flows.
Come on, Meryl.
Tell us where to go.
Yeah.
For Chinese or Japanese, barbecue or goat stew.
Come on, Meryl.
Tell us where to go.
Yeah.
Meryl's kind of wacky, but he knows his stuff. Come on, Meryl, we can't get enough. So tell us where to go.
Don't hold back, Meryl.
Tell us where to go.
Well, the place to go right now, and I do mean right now, is to the Westlake Village Inn, where we will find Meredith May from Tasting Panel Magazine at the new Stone House. Let's get her on the line. Meredith, are you there?
I am here.
This is so exciting.
Oh.
Now, okay, is it open to the public today?
No, it is not
okay.
Going to be open for a week or so, but
okay.
You and I had a sneak preview last night, didn't we?
We did, and I want to share it with everyone, because this is Stone House at Westlake Village Inn is...
This is an entirely new concept, Meryl.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
No, it is a... it looks like a Tuscan farmhouse, and it's going to run from morning till night with fresh coffee all the way to great wines and food in between, and I'm going to let you actually talk to the owner of the property and to the COO of the property. They're going to give me more information, but you know what I like. Over 50 wines by the glass.
Was it a terrific? Plus, plenty of flights.
Yes.
So it's, wine by the glass, has been a great development over the years. No question about that. But flights are even a better development because you could taste 3, 4, 5 Chardonnays,
right.
Viogniers, Pinots, whatever. You could learn what the wine tastes like.
Right, and the special thing about the wine selection here at the Stone House at the Westlake Village Inn, we're about 30 miles north of Los Angeles, by the way, folks. The best thing is all the wines, 160 wines bottles,
mm-hmm.
You can buy them retail, you can try them by the over 50 by the glass. They're all small production, estate wines. Just you can't find them in grocery stores, we'll tell you that. But can I turn you over now to John Nodder?
Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you.
This is John's dream child and Chris Quilty, the COO. But John owns this privately owned boutique hotel, and he's going to fill you in.
John, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, John. Welcome to Feed Your Face with Meryl Schindler on KBC.
Thank you.
The Westlake Village Inn, we should explain to people, is, of course, in Westlake Village. It's right off the Ventura Freeway. I took the Lindero Canyon exit, just turned down to
Agoura
Road, made another turn, and I was there in a matter of moments.
Right.
And even though it was a Friday evening, I was up there from the west side in about 45 minutes.
Thank God, because, on the west side, the traffic one never knows what you're going to get. But if you come at the proper time, it's not that far at all.
Hey, for those who know the roads, driving
right.
north on PCH, then driving through Malibu Canyon, that is a treat.
That's a special drive.
And you get right to the freeway, you're right there, easy to get to. The Westlake Village Inn has been there since when?
Actually, we started the hotel... same time we started the development of Westlake Village, which was 1966, and the first buildings built in all of Westlake are exactly where we are, which is the Westlake Village Inn, which is the original rooms, and then next to that is another building called Provence, where we have our catering functions, and also Bogies, which is our nightclub facility. Adjacent to that, we have the Mediterraneo, which is our fine dining establishment.
Well, let's not forget there's a golf course there someplace,
and
too.
And a golf course right behind us, and ten tennis courts as well.
It is what we refer to as a vacation in the city.
Well, it's interesting. Originally, we called it a city in the country, a country in the city, and now it's a city in the country. It goes back and forth. So we've been around for quite a while.
It's pretty magical to drive into, and the latest addition is Stone House. Give us the process there.
Well, the concept came about as a consequence of taking down our service station, which we had here years ago, so that's rather unusual, converting an income-producing facility to a wine-producing, which obviously takes a lot longer to ever to become profitable, if ever. But it's part of the total concept for the total property. So in and of itself, it doesn't justify it. But as part of the Westlake Village and complex, it's it's very important part of the whole picture that we have here.
And we should explain that there's a small vineyard there.
Yes, this year we're going to have, we had about 2 tons of grapes, and so we'll have between 150 and 200 cases of wine right from our own property. And as Meredith mentioned, we basically will be specializing in wines from family estates and not the large facilities. So it'll be much more private.
My one sense of the Stone House, the first thing I thought about actually was, I'll never get in. It's going to be used for weddings all the time. It is so pretty.
Well, thank you. We do a lot of weddings on the property now. In fact, we have 5 this weekend. So it's
kidding.
Yeah, yeah. It's a business that we've been involved in for many years, and it's one of our one of our claims to fame is the wedding facility. So we do have an additional venue now available to the public as a consequence of this new establishment, the new building,
with a waterfall of its own and a vineyard.
Yeah, married in the middle of town, but still have a vineyard and a waterfall.
The Stone House, which opens, I guess, to the public in about a week or so.
Correct.
Will be breakfast, lunch, dinner? Will be
No, it won't be. I'd rather use a different terminology.
Okay.
Instead of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because it's really grab and go. And so we're open at 6 o'clock in the morning with homemade breads and that type of thing, Danish, and as well as breakfast wraps and yogurt, things that people would like for breakfast on a quick. Then as the day transits, we're going to sandwiches, paninis, and things that you find on the autostrada in Italy. In fact, one of our sandwiches is actually called an autostrada, which is an exact duplicate of what they do have in Italy. So although it'll be food to go, it'll be a little more European, in fact, a lot more European, and everything freshly made here on the premises on a daily basis. And that I think, something that also will differentiate us from some other coffee places. And as the day transcends into evening, we'll do the wine tastings, and we'll have the wine flights, and we'll have a complete wine program, including classes. So we'll cover the bases as the wine goes.
Well, I guess when I thought of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I meant as you taste your wine, you can probably you could have a little assortment of meats and cheeses and
exactly.
And what have you. So it's one can make a pretty nice meal out of it.
Absolutely.
For a lot of us, this is how we like to eat these days. A nice plate of charcuterie, a nice plate of cheese, a nice autostrada sandwich, which we should explain is it's salami, soppressata, mortadella, provolone, mustard aioli, and an olive spread. That's a pretty good sandwich.
It's a little unusual, but it's a very, very good-tasting sandwich. I'm glad you know all the ingredients that are in it.
Well, for those of us who have driven on the autostradas in Italy,
right,
watching the Ferraris go past us while we basically stood still, the places to stop and eat are Pavese, I think, is the name of most of them.
Right.
And they sort of they're like a little bridge over the over the freeway,
right,
where you park on one side or the other, and you go upstairs and you grab a sandwich, as you said, grab and go,
but good stuff. That's the difference.
Grab and go, but for a lot of people, this will be a destination for a good glass of wine.
Yes,
and there are many good glasses of wine. You've really done a great job of selecting them.
Well, I Bill selected them. He's our chief sommelier here, and his team has tasted every wine that we have on list. I know they've tasted many hundreds of bottles of wine before they made the final determination as to which ones we're going to have on
the
list.
I'll tell you, their knowledge of wine is admirable. Last night when I dropped by there, I said I want a really dry, a really crispy, a really flinty white, and he just nailed it.
Oh,
in
yeah.
fact, he nailed it with the first three wines he poured for me.
I'm not surprised. He's a professional in the business, and it shows. And his whole team that he's put together has many years of experience of pouring good wines, and they know their business.
But then that's always been part of the Westlake Village Inn, am I correct?
Yes, it is.
At all your restaurants, wine is a very big element.
It is, especially at the functions, where we have all the weddings. We go through many, many cases of wine every weekend.
Actually, you've been instrumental in turning the direction around, because there was a time, I have a brother-in-law who lives not far from you, when they wanted to go someplace nice. They went into the city. On weekends, the freeway was jammed with people going to the city.
Right.
You've given them an alternative, a reason not to go into the city. You've given people in the city a reason to drive to the country.
And that's what we're experiencing now. A lot of folks are coming to us from the Valley or from Malibu or Ventura and other places, so that we are becoming a destination rather than having people leave the area.
Well, as well it should be. I mean, it shouldn't be everyone... it shouldn't be the whole valley, San Fernando, et cetera, draining into Beverly Hills every weekend.
That's right. You don't have to anymore. You can come right here.
We're gonna take a little break. I'm speaking with, and I'll be right back. I'm speaking with John Nodder, the owner, creator of the Westlake Village Inn and Stonehouse in Westlake Village. An easy drive, as I found yesterday. I mean, there it was, Friday evening, and I'm up there in next to nothing, and well worth the trip. I can't wait to introduce the Stonehouse to friends. We'll be right back here on 790 KABC.